Hey everyone, Jen Lakefun here. You know, as residents, it's really difficult to talk openly about our struggles. But take a listen as I interview your favorite EM educators about their stories. These conversations will lead us into the very first Resident Wellness Consensus Summit, a partnership between Essentials of Emergency Medicine, Academic Life in Emergency Medicine, and EMRA on May 15th, 2017 at Essentials of Emergency Medicine. For this episode, I sat down with Dr. Haney Malmat, famed lecturer and podcaster at Critical Care Now, and we spoke about juggling family, work, and personal goals.
My story is this. During high school and college, anyone that knows me would say that I was a pretty laid-back and carefree person. But that kind of changed when I got into medical school, and especially in residency, because I kind of had a focus for the first time in my life on what I wanted to do. What was also really cool was during residency, I met my wife. And my wife was also a pretty driven person, too. I wouldn't say she enabled me, but she also had her things going on, so she kind of let me do my thing as I was moving along. So it was really a great time to focus on a career and just push myself as hard as I could possibly push myself. So anyway, we went on and we got married. And as we got married, we knew I was going to be going to fellowship. And the plan was I'm going to do this really intense fellowship where I was going to be on Q3. And then maybe towards the end of fellowship, we decide to have a child and we transition to the next stage of our life when I became an attending. As I was getting ready for fellowship, I start to plan for my boards because I had to take my internal medicine boards relatively soon after I got to fellowship.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Haney completed not only an emergency medicine residency, but also an internal medicine residency and a critical care fellowship. But let's get back to the story, because Haney got some surprising news right before starting fellowship.
What had happened is that we found out that we were actually pregnant before we even went to fellowship. And so what would normally be a very happy time for most couples actually was a pretty stressful time for me, because this didn't fall into the schedule of things. And so now I'm left with the task of, okay, so now we're going to have this kid. This is going to disrupt things. So looking at the schedule, knowing due dates, again, being now this completely different driven person, I said, well, we're going to make the boards 2 weeks before the baby comes so that I can study, the baby will come, I could plan on being a good father and do all that good stuff. And so, again, you know, everything had to kind of fall into the schedule of the Haney's sort of driven pathway.
Now, you would think that Haney's doing his due diligence planning his boards before the baby's due date, but of course, there's always another but.
But guess who comes early to the party? Yeah, so my wife goes into labor a week before I take the board exams. And so, you know, most people would be like, this is fantastic, the baby is coming in, and kind of push everything as secondary. But for me, in this maniac mode that I'm in, just completely goes off the rails. And now I have to be on call Q3, go home and study for the boards. And then, you know, now this baby is coming and everything just really falls apart for me. And it was just a tremendous amount of stress for me. I distinctly remember a day after I was on call where I just was sitting in my car for half an hour and I just didn't know what I was going to do. It was as if my whole life was ending and someone had died, but no one is dying. I mean, someone's coming into this world. It's actually should be a pretty happy time.
Honestly, I think many of us have felt this way. We all had to and still have to juggle work and life, and sometimes life just happens despite our best laid plans. But while that's easy to say, Haney talks about what ended up happening and the feeling of guilt that crept in.
Essentially what I did was I planned to push the boards for after the baby came, and the baby came, and I sort of found my way. But I got to tell you, and I'm kind of ashamed to say this, I found it really hard to get into being a dad with the baby. And there were times I was even, I don't want to say resentful, but almost a little upset with the kid for arriving soon. And what a terrible thing to say about your child, that you're actually looking at a child and saying, you know, why are you here so soon? And you know what I mean? It's just, it's a very strange feeling for me to look back and even to talk about right now. I'm very embarrassed to even say that.
I certainly remember being a new parent and can relate how a baby changes everything. And I love what Haney shares next, his epiphany moment.
Well, as things went on, I took the exam. And when I got back home from the exam, literally driving up, having all these feelings swirl through my head, I saw my wife and the baby sitting on the porch because I told them I was going to be home around this time. And they're sitting there on the porch. And I remember driving up to the porch, seeing them sitting there and being like, isn't this what life is all about? is it really about studying for exam? Is it really about pushing yourself to go get triple boarded or do this or that within medicine? I mean, isn't this what it's about, having a wife and a child, a family to call your own? Aren't these the things that are most important that we should value? And after that point, after seeing them on the porch and the next couple of weeks, things really started to change for me. I wouldn't necessarily say I became less driven, but I definitely started to make room for the more important things like family, even not just my wife and my child, but also my family at home, my extended family, people I've kind of lost touch with, friends that I haven't talked to in a long time because of residency. And I think we all sort of go through that, right? We just lose touch with friends because we say, well, residency is rough, I'll catch up with you in a couple of years. But we lose sight of some really good people in our lives who aren't medical. And I just started reconnecting with people I hadn't connected with in a while.
So I asked Haney, in hindsight, what's something he wished he had known in residency about family work-life balance? And he shared a story he learned from the great Amamatu.
I wish I knew this story way back when I was starting my journey in residency. It would have changed everything. And the story goes like this, and I might have a few facts off, but there's a professor who's in front of his class, and a science professor, and he gets everyone up to the front of the room, and he has a big empty jar. Next to it, he has a couple of other jars that are smaller jars that are filled with other stuff. So he tells the class, you know, how many big rocks do you think I could put into this jar? And, you know, people shoot out all sorts of answers. So he basically takes a whole bunch of the big rocks and he fills up this empty jar up to the top. And he tells the class, okay, can I fit anything else in there? And the class says, nah, it looks pretty packed. I think you can't fit any more rocks in there. And then the professor takes some pebbles and then pours some pebbles. And those kind of find their way around the big rocks, get to the bottom, and then fill up the jar. And he tells the class, okay, can I fill up? And people are like, no way, it's all filled. So he takes some sand and he pours some sand in the jar. And he tells the class, okay, can I fill up with anything else? And there's no way you're going to fill up with anything else because it's filled to the top. And so he takes some water and he pours some water in the jar. At the end, you know, he says, okay, it's completely filled. And he looks at the class and he says, you know, what was the point of this exercise? And someone said, you got to take everything you can in your life and stuff it into this jar and live life to the fullest. And, you know, the professor just looked back at the student and said, no, the point of this was that anytime you have something important, you got to put the big rocks in the jar first. It's really just a metaphor, I think, for family, for the things that are important to you as a human being. In your life, you have to put those big rocks in your jar first. And then everything else kind of fills up around it. Residency fills up around it. Fellowship fills up around it. Taking extra boards, writing articles, or doing podcasts. Those are like the pebbles. Those are the sand. But the big things in your life have to be put in first. And now no matter what I do, when I have my schedule for the month or a few months ahead, I always put in the family stuff first. And that stuff doesn't get moved around. Now, of course, I don't make it to every single event. It's just impossible to do, but I really try as hard as I can to make it to the big things, the ballet recitals, the birthdays, whatever it is. And then around that, I'll do the speaking. I'll see if there's room around that to fit those things in. And if I had that story earlier on, I probably would have been a lot happier right from the beginning. This is something I just sort of had to find along the way. My name is Haney Malamat, and I'm an emergency physician.
If you're a resident, sign up for the Resident Wellness Consensus Summit via the HIPPO education page on the EMRA website, or find out more information at essentialsofem.com and in this Academic Life in Emergency Medicine blog post. We'll see you in May 2017. Genlink Fun Out.